Paraprestokian from Wikipedia. Read by The Voice Before the Void. A paraprestokian is a figure of speech in which the latter part of a sentence, phrase, or larger discourse is surprising or unexpected in a way that causes the reader or listener to reframe or reinterpret the first part. It is frequently used for humorous or dramatic effect, sometimes producing an anticlimax. For this reason, it is extremely popular among comedians and satirists. Some paraprestokians not only change the meaning of an early phrase, but they also play on the double meaning of a particular word, creating a form of solipses. Etymology. Paraprestokian comes from Greek para, meaning against, and prestokia, meaning expectation. The term prestokia, expectation, occurs with the preposition para in Greek rhetorical writers of the 1st century before Christian era and the 1st and 2nd centuries Christian era, with the meaning contrary to expectation or unexpectedly. These four sources are cited under prestokia in Little Scott Jones' Greek Lexicon. Canadian linguist and etymology author William Gordon Castleman argues that while the word is now in wide circulation, paraprestokian, or paraprestokia, is not a term of classical or medieval Greek or Latin rhetoric, but a late 20th century neologism, citing the fact that the word does not yet appear in the Oxford English Dictionary as evidence of its late coinage. However, the word appeared in print as early as 1891 in a humorous article in Punch magazine. Examples. He was at his best when the going was good. Alastair Cook on The Duke of Windsor. There, but for the grace of God, goes God. Winston Churchill. If I could just say a few words, I'd be a better public speaker. Homer Simpson. If I am reading this graph correctly, I'd be very surprised. Stephen Colbert. You can always count on the Americans to do the right thing after they have tried everything else. Winston Churchill. On his feet he wore blisters. Aristotle. I've had a perfectly wonderful evening, but this wasn't it. Groucho Marx. A modest man who has much to be modest about. Supposedly Winston Churchill, about Clement Attlee. I like going to the park and watching the children run around because they don't know I'm using blanks. Emo Phillips. I haven't slept for 10 days because that would be too long. Mitch Hedberg. I sleep 8 hours a day, and at least 10 at night. Bill Hicks. I don't belong to an organized political party. I'm a Democrat. Will Rogers. On the other hand, you have different fingers. Stephen Wright. This sound file and all text in the articles are licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 Unported License, available at creativecommons.org.